بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی ونسلم على رسوله الكریم اما بعد قال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حجبت النار بالشہوات وحجبت الجنة بالمکارہ او كما قال علیہ الصلاة والتسلیم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہ قولی سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. Dear respected friends, elders, as we all know, this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into, it is only a temporary abode. Nobody has ever come into this world to remain here forever. Nobody has ever come into this world to remain here forever. Whoever has been sent into this world, they have come, they have spent a short while, and then they were made to leave this world. Us Muslims as well, we differ in so many issues sometimes, even in the amounts of rakat of taraweeh, we differ sometimes. When to pray, we differ. When is the day of Eid, we differ. Then human beings differ with one another, be it Muslim or non-Muslims, they have the differences of opinion. But there is one fact or one matter that every sound person who has come into this earth, they are all unanimous on this fact, that whoever has come to this world, they will not remain here forever. No sound person has ever claimed that whoever comes into this world, then they will remain here forever. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, take the example of this big Jamaat Khana, this big masjid, big hall. And he says that every thousand years, a bird was to come and from its beak drop a small pebble into this room. One small pebble every thousand years. He says, how long will it take this room to fill up? He says, it will take ages. Out of our count, how long will it take to fill this room up with these pebbles? Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, although it will take a very, very, very long time, but he says at least one day down the line, this room will get filled up with pebbles. One day down the line, this room will get filled up with pebbles. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, similar is the example to the world. When our grandparents came, they thought, oh, there's still a very, very long time left. Now we have come into this world, and we may be thinking as well that, oh, there's a very, very long time left. But my dear friends, even though it may feel like there's a very, very long time left, for sure this world is going to come to an end. And every single person who came into this world, we will all be resurrected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world, this temporary abode, it is called the Darul Imtihan. It is called the world of Imtihan, the world of test. In this world, every single one of us are writing our exam papers right now. We are writing our exam papers right now, and it's only in the Akhirah, when we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will our results be given to us. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Allah Ta'ala mentions one of the scenes of the Day of Judgment. One of the scenes of the Day of Judgment, he says, every single person, we will bring out for him his book of deed on the Day of Judgment. And we will open up his book of deed. And we will show to him that, look, we have recorded every single thing you have done in this world. Every single thing we have done in this world, we have recorded. Not a single saghira, not a single kabira we may have committed. But every single thing will be recorded in that book, my dear friends. Every single, we will look at the kitab and say, Mali hadal kitab. The day of judgment, the human being, when being given his results from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah ta'ala will open up his book of deeds and say, here, read it. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You don't need to go to no accountant. You don't need to go to any interpreter. That, oh, can you interpret this for me? I don't understand this language. Allah says, no. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Today, each and every single person is enough to take account of his own deed. Every person will understand his whole book of deeds. But we will look at it and we will be in a state of shock. We will be in a state of shock. We will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What's wrong with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Every single one of us will say, what's wrong with this book? Not a single saghira, not a single kabira it has left out. Every single thing I have done in my life, things I have forgotten as well, this book has not left it out. This book has not left it out. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever the human beings would have done in their life, they will find it right, written right in front of them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah Ta'ala will not do zulm on anybody. Allah will not make things up. Allah will not put the blame on anybody else. No, this will be the results of our tests, my dear friend. This test that we are giving in this dunya right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us, the results on the day of judgment. May Allah ta'ala make us from those people who receive our kitabs in the right hand. Who receive our kitabs in the right hand, actually without any hisab kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us entry into Jannah. So I was saying, this temporary world we are living in right now, my dear friends, it's an imtihan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an imtihan, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show us Jannat and Jahannam in this world. Because if we were to see Jannat and Jahannam in this world right now, then obviously everybody will start working hard for Jannah, and everybody will do those things that they can stay away from Jahannam, and it wouldn't be a test anymore. Allah has already shown us the results, it wouldn't be a test anymore. A test is when we don't know the results, or when we don't know what is coming. We have not seen it, we have not witnessed it, we have only heard about it. We have only heard the ilmul ghayb. We have only heard of the knowledge of the unseen. And whatever our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the glorious Quran, whatever they have informed us, we have bought iman on it. We have bought iman on it. Now the test is that do we work towards this Jannah or do we work towards this Jahannam? Further explaining to us how this world is such a test, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I mentioned the hadith in front of you in the khutbah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jannat has been covered up. Jahannam has been covered up. Hujibatil naru bil shahawat. Wa hujibatil jannatu bil makari. He says that Jannah is in a veil today. Jahannam is in a veil today. When we think about Jannat and Jahannam, the forces of Jannat and Jahannam today. The forces of Jannat and Jahannam, they have been veiled up. And what veil are they in? They have been veiled up by its complete opposite. They have been veiled up by its complete opposite. حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. Jahannam has got the veil of desires and pleasures. Yani Jahannam, my dear friends, is the worst place anybody would ever want to visit. We should have so much hate, so much nafrat for Jahannam. We should feel right now that, you know what? We don't even want to go to the edge of Jahannam and look inside. That's how much of a nasty place that is. We wouldn't ever want to go into the fire of Jahannam. It's the worst place anybody would ever go to, my dear friends. If a spark from the fire of Jahannam was to land on this dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not a single green crop would grow on this earth anymore. If a spark was to land on the other side of the earth, then the effect would be so bad that no greenery would grow on the whole earth anymore, my dear friends. So that's the worst place to ever go to. But he says, because this world is a test, Allah Ta'ala has veiled the fire of Jahannam. And what veil is the fire of Jahannam? It has been veiled with the curtain of pleasures, with the curtain of desires. It feels very, very nice. Seems very, very nice. Jahannam is veiled with music. Jahannam is veiled with zina. Jahannam has been veiled with drugs. Jahannam has been veiled with haram income. Jahannam has been veiled by women. For us men, girls. Jahannam has been veiled by fantasies. By fantasies. So it feels very, very nice to us. Very, very pleasurable to us. It glitters to us. It shines to us. It glitters like gold to us. We feel like we want this. We feel like we can't live without this. We feel like without these fantasies, without these desires, without these pleasures, my life will become very, very dry. But my dear friends, like he says, this is all but a veil. It seems very, very nice from outside, but if you tread this path, you will end up in the worst place ever, the fire of Jahannam. And then he says, وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ Jannah has also got a veil. Jannah, the best place. Such a place, my dear friends, that we can't even describe it. Such a place that we can't even describe it. Allah Ta'ala Himself, He says, that I have prepared for my pious servants, my pious bondsmen, those who live in this world according to my desire, I have prepared for them مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ I have prepared for them such a perfect, such an amazing place, such a great paradise that no eye has ever seen, no ears have ever heard of, and no heart or no mind has ever thought of. That's how great Jannah and the blessings of Jannah will be, my dear friends. Every fruit will be different from another fruit. Every fruit of one tree will be different from another fruit. And that one fruit that we will eat, Allama Ibn al-Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi says, that from that one apple that we eat, one fruit that we eat, every single taste will be different than the bite before it. Every single bite will be different than the bite before it. That's the bounties of Jannah. But he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, but this same Jannah, the best place to be, this Jannah has also been veiled as well. It is in the veil of difficulties. It has been veiled by the veil of difficulties. What does it mean by difficulties? Waking up 4 o'clock in the morning to come and pray Fajr is very, very difficult. Making sure that every single product that I buy, it's halal, I'm refraining from haram, is difficult. My friends are going to the restaurant to eat, but I know, I've asked the ulama as well, they have told me that no, the meat that they supply in that outlet or in that restaurant is haram. It's not slaughtered the Islamic way. Refrain from there. Now all of my college friends are going. 10 of them are going. And it's very difficult for me to stay behind. Or when I go college, when I go university, so many girls around me. So many girls around me. And everyone, every Muslim, all of my friends, they are talking to girls. So I feel like talking to them as well. And it feels very, very difficult not to talk to them. Or if I carry on working with my job, then my income will be very, very small. And here I have a chance. Let me do 1-2 transactions, 1-2 behind the scenes. Let me pull a few strings. Although it's against the law of the land, or my religion does not allow me, but if I make this transaction, I will make so much money. I will make so much money. My friend has done the same thing as well. My other friend has done the same thing as well. Oh, look, he has got 3 properties to his name now. And I'm still living in a rental property. I'm still hiring my property. Oh, let me do this transaction. I know it's haram, but let me do it. But now to refrain from it, it feels very, very difficult. All of my friends are taking drugs. They say that, oh, it's, you know, there's no way forward without drugs. There's no enjoyment without drugs. Now for me to refrain from it, it feels very, very difficult. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that Jannat has been veiled by these same difficulties. These same difficulties. But my dear friends, when a person will endure these difficulties, he will put up with these difficulties, then he is going towards the everlasting and the eternal bliss of Jannah. This is the test of this dunya, my dear friends. This is the test of this dunya, that the right path is in front of us, the wrong path is in front of us. The halal desires are in front of us, the haram desires are in front of us. The haram pleasures are in front of us. The haram glitters are in front of us. The haram gold is in front of us. The test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see you and I pass, that does my servant love me and will he sacrifice those desires for my sake, or does my servant leave my desire? Does he leave what I want from him? Does he leave pleasing me, and does he end up pleasing the rejected shaitan, the open enemy shaitan? And unfortunate to say, my dear friends, many of us, we have fallen prey. Many of us, we have fallen prey to the whispers of shaitan. We are following the ways of shaitan. The way what shaitan wants to see us do, my dear friends, we are going in that direction. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us do, we are running from that direction. We are failing the test, my dear friends. For a moment, every single one of us analyze our lives. Let me ask myself, what kind of sins am I engaged in? You ask yourselves, what kind of sins or what kind of lifestyle are we engaged in? My dear friends, if we are living that lifestyle, that although it feels very, very difficult, but we will do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you are treading that path towards Jannah. And if we are living that lifestyle, that, oh, halal, haram, it doesn't matter. Jais, najais, it doesn't matter. Allah is looking, not looking, it doesn't matter. Whatever comes to his mind, he is doing it. Then know that he is treading the path of Jahannam. He's treading the path of Jahannam. My dear friends, these pleasures, these desires, why do our hearts find inclination in these desires? Why do our hearts find pleasure in these desires? The reason is, my dear friends, is we have registered in our minds that without these desires, I will not be able to live a pleasant life. Without these desires, I won't be able to live an enjoyable life. When I see the Tablighi Jamaat brothers, or when I see the ulama, or when I see those brothers who spend a lot of time in the masjid, their life seems dry to me. Their lives seem very, very dry to me. Very blunt. There's no fun. There's no enjoyment in their lives. But when I bunk the Taraweeh prayer, or when I mix with girls, or when I intoxicate myself, then that fun that I experience, that desire that I experience, you know, these people have never heard of this. That's what's going through his mind. Just today, I read a statement of my Sheikh. He says, promising the people, he says, that I can take a qasam by Allah. I can take a qasam by Allah. That those people who feel the pleasure of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who feel the joy of making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, their pleasure is 100,000 times greater than these people who find pleasure and enjoyment in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great saint, he says, I can't remember the full saying, he says, Ahlul layli fi laylihim. He says, Ahlul layli fi laylihim alazzu min ahlul lahwi fi lahwihim. He says, those saints of Allah who stand in night time in the tahajjud prayer, they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the excitement and the enjoyment that they experience is much more greater than the fun and the enjoyment the people find in the clubs and the pubs and on the dance floors. You have to try it to know, my dear friends. You have to try it to know. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says that when I hear a piece of knowledge for the first time, when I hear a new mas'ala, or I come across a new hadith, or I come across a new piece of knowledge, I enjoy myself so much. I feel so much ecstasy. I feel so much spiritual high. I get so much of a buzz that I wish my whole body was to turn into ears so my whole body could feel that buzz. Allahu Akbar. Where did this desire come from, my dear friends? Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that when I read my kitabs and I study and I acquire knowledge, he used to acquire so much knowledge that even at night time he never used to sleep. During the day he wouldn't sleep, at night time he wouldn't sleep as well. He would always 24/7 acquiring knowledge. People used to say to him, "Oh Imam Muhammad, go to sleep, rest. You need to get some rest. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that I am doing this out of the fikr of the ummah. Everyone, the whole ummah goes to sleep saying this, that if we ever need a mas'ala, we will go to Imam Muhammad. If Imam Muhammad goes to sleep, then where will the ummah go? That's how much fikr he had for the ummah. So 24/7 he would spend acquiring knowledge. When he would read the mas'alas, he used to say, لَذَّاتُ الْأَفْكَارِ خَيْرٌ مِّن لَذَّاتِ الْأَبْكَارِ لَذَّاتُ الْأَفْكَارِ خَيْرٌ مِّن لَذَّاتِ الْأَبْكَارِ. He used to say that when I read these mas'alas, sometimes I don't understand. I have to get the dictionary. I have to look for this hard word. What does this word mean? Sometimes I don't understand. I will go to my ustad and ask him. Sometimes I don't understand. So I read it again and again and again. And he says, And then when I hal the mas'ala, when I solve the problem, when I solve the mas'ala, or something happens, somebody comes to ask me, Imam Muhammad, what's the ruling for this? And I don't know. So I have to do thorough research. And I look through the Quran and the Hadith and the Quran and the Hadith and the fiqh. And I finally find the solution to the mas'ala. I find the result to the mas'ala. He says, I enjoy myself so much at that time. The ecstasy that I feel, the spiritual high that I feel is much more better than the desire that person feels when he sleeps with a virgin for the first time. When he gets married and he sleeps with his wife for the first time, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi says that when I read the mas'ala and I solve the mas'ala, I enjoy myself so much. I feel so much pleasure, much more greater than the pleasure that that person feels. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends, somebody who lives a life of piety, somebody who lives a God-fearing life, a taqwa life, my dear friends, his life is not dry. It seems dry to us because we are living a dry life. Because we are living a dry life, it seems dry to us, my dear friends. For a year, leave your lifestyle and come on to their lifestyle. For 1 year, leave your lifestyle and come into that lifestyle, and you come and tell me if you don't feel that same spiritual ecstasy. If you don't feel that same spiritual ecstasy. Hazrat Maulana Fakhruddin Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say that when I go into sajda and I place my head in sajda, I feel such a great feeling, such a great sensation, that I don't feel like taking my head out of sajda. When I go into sajda, I feel so great, I don't feel like taking my head out of sajda. Like when the sinner listens to music, he says, I don't want to listen, I don't want to stop listening anymore. Or he starts taking drugs, he says, I can't leave this anymore. Or he goes to the clubs and the pubs, and he says, no, I want to stay here for longer. He is spiritually ill. He's in a dry world, so he doesn't know what he's missing out. Sheikh says, when I put my head in sajda, I enjoy myself so much, I don't feel like taking my head out of sajda. So his murids, his students, they asked him, "Now Hazrat, what do you feel when you go into sajda?" He says, "When I go into sajda, I feel that I have placed my head in the laps of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is patting his head on my, his hand on my head like this. Like a mom patting the head of the child, he feels that Allah ta'ala, he's showing me so much love, so much love. He's stroking my head. I don't feel like taking my head out of sajda anymore." My dear friends, when a person, he leaves haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gets such a feeling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a sensation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such sweetness in the heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, the world's richest man could never ever buy that same feeling. The world's richest man, if he sacrifices all of his wealth, he will never get that same feeling. This is what Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi says. He says that when we worship Allah, when we worship Allah, when we stand in tahajjud, when we stand in prayers, when we read Quran, when we do zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we feel such an ecstasy. Wallahi inna lafi lazzatin law alimaha al-muluk lajadaluna alayha bisuyuf. We feel such a feeling that if the kings, if the oppressive kings were to find out the feeling we are going through, they would come with their swords. They would kill us to take this feeling away from us. But they don't know what feeling we experience. They don't know what we are going through. My dear friends, try it. Try it for a short while. Leave haram for a short while. And completely change your lifestyle. And come onto the lifestyle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see you follow. My Shaykh, he explains that, you know, when we are sick, when we are ill, when we are in the filth of sins, then life seems very, very narrow for us. But he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our life so wasi' for us, so vast for us. He says that if we were to take every single desire of this world, halal and haram desire, every single desire, whatever desires you can think of, he says that the halal desires that Allah ta'ala has given to us are far more in number than the haram desires. The halal desires are far more greater than the haram desires. Haram, what? Haram is only alcohol. Halal, look how many drinks Allah ta'ala has made halal for us. Look how many drinks Allah ta'ala has made halal for us. Haram is khinzir. Haram is that animal which has not been slaughtered according to Islam. But what about all of those animals that are slaughtered according to Islam? And all the different dishes we can make from there. Look at the different desires Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us. Haram. What is haram? Zina is haram. Looking at the non-mahram is haram. Allah ta'ala has kept a halal alternative there. That I will give you wives, not one, not two, not three. You can have four wives if you want. And with them you can fulfill all your desires with them. And you can look at them for however long you want. All of this is halal. Not just halal, rewardable for you. And the examples can go on and on and on. So Shaykh says that Allah ta'ala has not made life dry for us. Somebody who wants to become a muttaqi, who wants to fully follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has not made life dry for them. Allah has made life very, very enjoyable for them. Allah has kept far more halal desires than haram desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them there for us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he gives one example. He says, when a person walks down the street, he goes on the train, he goes to college, he goes to university, and a very, very beautiful girl goes by. A very, very beautiful girl goes by. And shaitan puts in his heart, look towards that woman. Fulfill your desire. Look at her. Sight the gaze at her. Put an evil glance towards her. And fulfill your desire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's angels are whispering to him that no, control yourself. Control yourself, you will get the everlasting Jannah. Control yourself, you will get the everlasting Jannah. You will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time, when shaitan is saying, do it, do it, do it. And Allah and his angels are saying, control yourself, control yourself. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that young man who, when he has the chance of using his eyes in the wrong way, when he looks down and he controls his gaze, وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Because of this sacrifice he did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant him the sweetness of Iman. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends, there is nothing more sweeter than the sweetness of Iman. There is nothing more sweeter than the sweetness of Iman. Mufti Taqi Uthmani Sahib Hafizahullah, he says, whilst commenting on this hadith, he says, this hadith is not only for controlling your gaze. For any haram a Muslim is faced with, and he sacrifices that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once, twice, three times, it will be very, very, very difficult at the start. But when he will do this again and again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the sweetness of Iman. Allah will grant him the sweetness of Iman. My dear friends, let us understand today, let us take away this message today, that the pleasure that we will experience in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more greater than the pleasure that we will get when we fulfill or when we commit haram. My dear friends, let us change our lifestyles. Let us come out of this narrow lifestyle and let us enter into the wide lifestyle, the really, really wide and the really, really massive lifestyle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, sins are nothing but a deception. Do you know what sins are? Sins are like that person who has got eczema on his hand. He's got eczema on his hand. And now this eczema patch is itching him. It's really, really itching him. It's tickling him. It's irritating him. So what does he do now? He starts scratching it. Now when he's scratching it, he's feeling to himself, oh, I'm enjoying myself so much. Oh, I'm getting so much pleasure. Oh, I'm getting so much pleasure. And then after a while, when he looks over there, he's burnt his whole skin. He's ruined his whole skin. He's bleeding. He's ripped his whole skin open. This is the same as sins. That when you are faced with sin, you feel to yourself, oh, so exciting. So much excitement. Oh, there's nothing like this sin. Let me do it. And he thinks he's enjoying himself. The moment he finishes that sin, when he looks back at it, he's left with nothing but remorse. He's left with nothing but remorse because he realizes that I have sacrificed the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have just deprived myself of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, I have gained nothing. I have just ruined my life like this. Like that person who thinks he's enjoying himself in the eczema, but as soon as he stops scratching his arm and he looks at his arm, he realizes that I have just spoilt my arm. I have just spoilt my health. I have just spoilt my skin. My dear friends, this is the deception of sins as well. My dear friends, let us take heed from here. Let us understand the pleasure Allah Ta'ala has kept in halal. And my dear friends, if we don't experience the pleasure today, at least we will get the greatest thing ever. At least we will get the greatest thing ever in return. Do you know what the greatest thing is? وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure, when you know that you have just acquired the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest thing anybody can ever get. It's greater than any other blessing in Jannah as well. I will finish with a scene of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala gather all of us in Jannah, my dear friends. May Allah ta'ala take us all to Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا دَخْلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. When the people of Jannah will finally enter into Jannah, and they will start enjoying themselves in Jannah, fulfill one desire, enjoy themselves in Jannah. They will think of something, they won't even say it, Allah Ta'ala will present it to them. They will have so much fun in Jannah. After a while, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will say to the people of Jannah that, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O the people of Jannah, tell me, what do you want from me? I will give it to you. Tell me. What do you want from me? I will give it to you. It's a hadith. So people of Jannah will say, Oh Allah, Alam tubayyid wujuhana, Oh Allah, have you not put nur on our faces? You saved us from the darkness of the fire of Jahannam and you put nur on our faces. Alam tudkhilna al-jannah wa tunajjina min al-nar. Have you not entered us into Jannah? You have saved us from Jahannam. Oh Allah, you've given us enough. In Jannah, O Allah, you have told us whatever we want, you are giving it to us. O Allah, we don't even have to ask, you are giving it to us. O Allah, what more shall we ask from you? You have given us everything. Allah Ta'ala will say, no, think. There must be something more that you want. There must be something more that you want. The people again will say, O Allah, you have given us everything. Allah Ta'ala will say, no, there's one more thing left. No, there's one more thing left. And before that, one more thing as well. Actually, he will say, there's one more thing left. So the people of Jannah say, O Allah, what is left now? Allah Ta'ala will say, that now I am giving you the greatest thing. Uhillu alaykum ridwani fala askhatu ba'dahu abada. Allah Ta'ala will announce to us that I am now deciding to give you my everlasting pleasure. I am giving you my everlasting happiness. I will never ever become upset with you again. This is the greatest gift Allah Ta'ala will give to us. This is the greatest gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to us. In another narration, Ajib, when the people of Jannah will enter into Jannah, they will be enjoying themselves in the blessings of Jannah. Allah will ask them, what do you want? Tell me, I will give it to you. We will say, oh Allah, you have given us enough. Oh Allah, you have given us enough. The voice of Allah Ta'ala will say, no, ask me more. What more do you want? Let me give you something more. The people of Jannah will say, oh Allah, you have given us so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. The hijab, the veil between the human beings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open. And everybody will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their bare eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that nobody has been given anything greater than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take heed, give us the tawfiq to pass these difficult times. My dear friends, it is going to be difficult to save ourselves from the haram desires, haram pleasures, the haram whispers from shaitan. It's going to be difficult, my dear friends. But the reward that we will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far beyond description. It's far beyond description. What waits us, my dear friends, in the hereafter, it's far beyond description. Understand? Every era has their test. Every era has their test. Maybe our grandparents, their test was poverty. Their test was poverty. That Allah Ta'ala had kept them in very, very difficult times and they had to face these hard times. Our tests in our era, my dear friends, are these fitnas. These different fitnas around us. And the test, the greatest test for you and I is staying away from these fitnas, controlling ourselves, refraining from haram and living a halal lifestyle. Allah doesn't want to see us do so much ibadah. I'm telling you, Allah does not want to see us read Quran for long, long hours and pray namaz for long, long hours. Allah doesn't want that from us. Allah says, no, even more easier I am making it for you. Even more easier I am making it for you. Do whatever you want. You don't need to worship me so much. Do whatever you want. Eat whatever you want. Drink whatever you want. Go wherever you want. I am giving you so much freedom. Go wherever you want. Do whatever you want. Eat whatever you want. Drink whatever you want. Just don't disobey me. That's all I want from you. All Allah is saying, I only want one thing from you. Just don't disobey me. Do whatever you want. Eat, drink, go whatever restaurants you want to go to. Listen to whatever you want as well. Do all of these different things. Talk to whoever you want as well. But just don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if going to a haram restaurant means disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying all the other restaurants go to. But don't go to this one because that means disobeying Allah. If the time of namaz is going by and we are not praying our namaz, that means disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is saying, no, don't disobey me. If spending our money elsewhere when hajj is necessary for us and we have to go for hajj, Allah ta'ala is saying that, look, I told you, I gave you so much freedom for all these years. I said, spend wherever you want. But now is that time that you spend on hajj. I'm telling you, just don't disobey me. That's all Allah wants from us, my dear friends. If we can pass this one imtihan of staying away and saving ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be successful in our mission. We will be successful in our mission. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. O Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, ittaqil maharim, save yourself from that haram. Save yourself from haram. If you save yourself from haram, you will become the most obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our test, my dear friends. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to save ourselves from haram, to live a halal lifestyle, to stay away from these haram desires, to go towards the halal pleasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us. And may Allah ta'ala save us from all types of fitna, the people of Canada, the people of Toronto, us living right now, our generations to come. May Allah ta'ala preserve our iman and save us from all the different types of fitna. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri. Thank you.